Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, welcome into the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, and we are brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We have a jam-packed full hour of Penn State by football for you after the 26-27 loss to Ohio State. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in studio, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Bob, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the bye week, and I'm sure that the Penn State fan base is going to take a little while to get over what happened Saturday, and I understand why. There was a lot at stake, and they were oh so close, as the final score indicates. I think they'll be revisiting this game for a while.
Yeah, this one's one that'll hang around for a while, a little bit. Let me just tell you that our third member of our on-air team, Ross Tucker, he's on assignment. He will not be joining us this week. But for the final three quarters, we're going to have our boss, Jim Galante, will be in with us. We're going to kick off with some news and notes. Quarter number two, which is Tucker's Tape. That's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We might talk a little bit about the Ohio State game. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross, all 112 of them about the Ohio State loss, is brought to you by our good friends at 409tailgateclub.com. And quarter number four, we're going to do a little roundtable, looking back, looking ahead. That's our plans this week. So let's do some news and notes. Let's keep moving forward. Let's do the recruiting. Let's get to recruiting first. On the heels, it was a huge recruiting weekend, the whiteout, as it should be. They had like a bazillion recruits in, as they should. Penn State did pick up the 17th verbal declaration of the 2019 class in four-star tight end Brenton Strange. 6'5", 210 pounds. Like I said, he's a four-star. Number 16 ranked. That tells you about the tight ends in the 2019 recruiting class. He's pretty good, but he's not ranked 16th overall in the country. He said they took him into the film room and showed him how they use the tight ends in the Penn State offense, and he said that kind of seemed like it fit for what he thinks he is. And then he said the whiteout sealed the deal. So Penn State got its tight end in this class. They don't need another tight end, and if we're getting two last year.
I would just say if we're calling a 210-pound kid a tight end, I'm sure he's a terrific athlete, but Penn State needs more tight ends like Pat Freiermuth. They don't need 215-pound tight ends. Now, I'm sure they're going to bulk him up, but
he's 6'5".
I know. So but when your listed is less than Zach Kuntz, I just don't know. I think that he's probably a hybrid player.
He is a hybrid player.
He's gonna help them in the passing game. But it's refreshing to see a tight end be a tight end out there at a young age.
Yeah, and that's a good point.
I just want to see them. Hopefully they will add a couple more with the mindset and maybe the skill set of Pat Freiermuth. I'm sure this kid is a good kid, but boy.
It's his junior year in high school.
It says more about what I think about Pat Freiermuth than it does about him, but that's one of the skinnier tight ends I've ever heard of, even though he's a junior. So hopefully they'll get him on a nice weight training program and they'll have something figured out. Who knows? Maybe he's another Mike Gesicki. Because I don't think Mike Gesicki, he was 220 pounds coming out of New Jersey. So hopefully this kid's like that.
6'7", this kid 6'5", about the same.
Yeah.
He did choose Penn State over Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Ole Miss were the other schools that were on his list. Another quick recruiting note as we're doing news and notes. Four-star safety Lewis signed from Trinity Christian School in Texas. He's a kid that moved from Massachusetts to Texas for his senior year of high school. Penn State's been recruiting him hard since he was a junior in high school. He's been on Penn State's list for this recruiting class. He set his announcement date of October 10. His finalists are Penn State, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, and Texas. Just putting that out there. Those are the schools he's going to choose from. He will make his announcement next week. So that's all for recruiting. Let's talk about Penn State's ranking. They didn't suffer in the polls very much with a one-point loss. Sure. I think they went from 9 to 11. I still think they're in a good spot at 11 with a one-point loss to Ohio State at home. I don't know that Ohio State's going to run the table, do you?
I think they will run the table.
You think they will run the table?
I don't see a lot left on Ohio State's schedule. I think they have to go to Michigan State. Michigan State, to me, they need to get their act together.
They need to get their act together.
We'll get a real nice look at Michigan State soon.
Michigan's getting better. That's all I'm going to say.
I caught the replay of the second half of Northwestern game. They are still having to struggle to get yards, like big plays on
consistently,
offense. It is very much of a team that wants to run the ball. And I just think that Urban, since he's been there, they just really haven't feared Michigan. They obviously there's been some games where they've handled Michigan when Michigan was good. I feel like Ohio State is going to have to mess up.
Okay.
Given what's left on their schedule, this was the game they really had to win. They found a way to do it. But to your point about Penn State, I think they have a really interesting remaining schedule, and I think if they can navigate that schedule, they're absolutely a top 10 team, and by the end, they're probably going to be threatening top 5 or top 6 if they close out the regular season 11-1 to win at Michigan, to beat Wisconsin. I mean, at the very least, they're looking at just a tremendous year. I mean,
right. I agree.
And their only loss is
one point to
what we're
going to
talk about later, and it was by the smallest of margins. So
narrowest.
Penn State's got a lot to play for. They really do.
They have so much to play for. That's why I was like, this one hurts, but don't let it define your season. If you let this define your season, you could be 8-3, 7-4 if this defined your season. But man, I saw so much out there on that field that made me go, But anyway, let's move on. I wanted to ask you before we get to some of the stuff surrounding the Ohio State game. CJ Thorpe moving from offensive guard to defensive tackle. I mean, I saw him play in high school like 3 times, and every time I saw him, I thought, man, he's really a good defensive tackle.
I think Ross Tucker really liked him as a defensive tackle as well.
I thought that too, and I thought, man, that kid's a really good defensive tackle too. I can't tell which side of the ball he's more, you know, better suited to play in college, but it seemed, you know, that he was recruited as a guard. And I thought he was overlooked as a D tackle, but I just wanted to get your thoughts on that because he played in the Ohio State game at D tackle, say ahead of Mustafa and Damian Barber, and he had very limited snaps.
Yeah, and he was on the field at crunch time. He was on the field when it mattered. It's a glass half empty, glass half full thing. I think where I'm at with that right now is it speaks to more how they're not happy with their depth behind the starters.
Right.
We got some snap counts from the Ohio State game we're looking at, and they're a little troubling that they had to play those guys as much as they did. We talked about it at the start of the season, and James Franklin talked about it at the start of August camp, that defensive tackle depth was the priority. It wasn't safety. It wasn't linebacker. Now we know why he put that
exactly at
the top of the list. One of the reasons, and when we do the Ohio State review, one of the things that really, really jumped out is just how tired of a football team Penn State was, especially on defense in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And the gap between the starters and the reserves is significant, and I don't know that that was the case for Ohio State.
Yeah.
And I just think – I don't know what this C.J. Thorpe means. James talked about it a little bit this week in practice. Is this future still on the offensive side or on the defensive side? You just wonder how much he can help them this year. It's a little bit different. He's a large guy.
He's a big human.
And it's different getting ready to play offensive line than it is, I think, to be playing defensive tackle. And you just wonder what they're going to do with a guy like P.J. Mustafa. Now, my understanding was he's played in 4 games. I don't think he played against Ohio State.
That's he did not.
So that means that 4 games means that they might be considering redshirting him.
Right.
And I think it's a very real possibility. But they have a lot of games that they're going to need somebody stout against the run. So I think that's the internal discussion maybe that they're having right now. Is he's not maybe good enough to give us enough snaps to really help us this year. So what are we really doing? C.J. Thorpe already had his redshirt year. Maybe we pull the plug on Mustafa this year. That's what it looks like to me. That was my original thought when I saw C.J. Thorpe and I heard James's comments. And that to me is, you know, I think they were hoping for a little bit more. He's a young player, but they got to find a way to get some good defensive tackle play when Windsor and Givens aren't in the game. Look at the snap count
I saw
for Kevin Givens. You can't do that.
He was exhausted in the fourth quarter. So this is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. You looked at those snap counts.
65 snaps out of the 75. You want them effective.
It's closer to
half that. It's 40.
Yeah.
And we were watching it unfold in the press box, and we're like, he's not going to take him out of the game.
He's not.
And they almost did the same thing with Windsor. So I think it is with going into Big Ten play and going into some games where they're going to see some people try and run it down their throat, Wisconsin and Michigan State a little bit. We're going to see a little bit about this Penn State defense, especially their front seven.
All right, let's keep moving here on the news and notes segment in quarter number one. I wanted your take on, first of all, James was angry. That was pretty clear. He was ticked off, and he probably should have had another water or two. I think it's okay to have that passion, but he was clearly irked about the Penn State not being elite. I don't disagree with him, but I think he showed a little impatience and he showed a lot of anger, but I wanted your take on it.
I just think it's their last four losses are by 8 points. It's 2 1-point jobs to Ohio State. It's, 14-point lead in the Rose Bowl. It's getting shut out in the fourth quarter at Michigan State. It's the same story over and over. I mean, Penn State is right there if you go back to, midway through the 2016 season, you could make a strong argument they should not have lost a game yet.
They just
handled their business. I give Ohio State credit for coming back in that environment, but I just think I think it was a cumulative effect for James. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he's always been a guy that's been in control, he's always been a guy that stayed on message, he's always been a guy that focus, he had a few words with a student after the game as well, which was a sign that he was really, really not in a good place. I agree with you. I think that maybe somebody should have pulled him aside or somebody should have said something close to him that, hey, James, I know you're upset. I don't blame you for being upset. Take as long as you need to cool off. Because it was just very uncharacteristic, and I'm sure that people are wondering about it, but I think it's just frustration.
I think it is.
It wasn't what he said as much as how he said it, and it's just a glimpse into a man that finally you saw him with his guard completely down.
Correct.
And there's going to be times like that, but that was, I think, the first time. I can't remember a speech or a statement that he's ever made quite like that.
Yeah, I think he was unvarnished for the first time ever, and I think he rightfully so. He's a human being. We all make mistakes. And he was tired of it looking the exact same way it's always looked before. And you cannot blame him for that because it looked exactly like the worst nightmare you would have had. All right, that'll do it for quarter number one. Coming up, he's not here, but we're still going to do Tucker's Tape. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.